Hard Radio. Welcome to my brand new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, featuring my castmates Veronica Escobar Winters and Ty Jordan. All season long, we'll be discussing real topics that matter to you from a real and free perspective. Spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical health and well-being. Mondays from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Tune in live at 323-693-3043 or by clicking on the link posted on my Sade Champagne social media pages. You can always listen back on demand and download every episode on iTunes. Spirit and Soul, Spirit and Soul, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne. You're listening to Grind Hard Radio. Hello, everyone. That was Brother's Keeper by one of my most favorite artists ever, India Ari. Welcome to episode 8 of my brand new show, Spirit and Soul, with Sade Champagne on Grind Hard Radio. Thank you to the phenomenal TK for helping me to create and produce our theme song and to Caitlin Quake for singing background vocals. You'll be hearing more of my work with them throughout this year and many years to come. Thank you so much to Kata Mafiaso from Grind Hard Radio for helping me to create and produce our radio drop. This 13-episode 60-minute-ish long show will focus on spiritual, mental, and emotional health and well-being and is the most transparent, vulnerable, and empowering project I have ever taken on. I will be sharing testimonies and stories from my life, what I believe, and why I believe this way, and sharing my personal journey to divine health and wellness. We'll be discussing topics like food, relationships, fitness, prayer, meditation, self-love, grace, faith, overcoming fear, anxiety, depression, panic, and so much more. We'll be speaking life into you and your dreams, encouraging your heart, and praying for your every need. I'll be featuring my mentors, favorite speakers, and authors throughout the season. Every episode will be available on iTunes. Search Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, and you can download them for free. Also, my Sade Champagne YouTube channel is another place where you can listen to the show afterwards. I am so glad to be here with you this evening, morning, or afternoon, depending on where you are tuning in from around the globe. All episodes of my show are available at blogtalkradio.com/grindhard_radio. I've also posted the direct link to this episode on my Twitter and Facebook pages, so you can tune in at any time. If this is your first time listening, I am a professional treasure finder. I find the gold and treasure that is already in every person, and I point it out. I do this however I feel led in my heart, through my voice, music, creativity, resources, time, philanthropy, ideas, however I want to and feel led to. I'm a receiver and giver of grace. I'm very thankful to be living and pursuing my dreams every single day while helping others to live and pursue theirs and being able to reach people all around the world. The title of tonight's episode is Building Healthy Relationships. Building Healthy Relationships. We experience so much of our lives through our relationships. This is often where we experience the most heartache and wounds from the past. We'll be discussing how to live in freedom in our relationships and receive healing and strength when we feel weak. Veronica and I are bringing another Woman to Woman segment. Ty Jordan brought a new Grace Fit segment. My favorite speakers and authors, Greg Henry and Bertie Britz, will be sharing some wisdom and encouragement and answering your questions. I'll be sharing more words of life and taking another celebration break. Like usual, at the end of every episode, I'll be taking your prayer requests and praying for any additional needs I feel on my heart for you. Many of you know I am a big reader. Reading has been pivotal to my development and a huge reason why I am able to dream the way that I do. In honor of Black History Month, I'll be giving away 5 books by W.E.B. Du Bois. The Souls of Black Folk is on my reading list, and I'm excited to start reading it right after I finish Lewis Haber's Black Pioneers of Science and Invention. Stay tuned in tonight and follow my Facebook and Twitter pages to see when and how you can win a copy of W.E.B. Du Bois' The Soul of Black Folk. I'll be giving away fun prizes and gifts all season long. My Parva Dream Tour is always booking new shows and performances. Actually, I'm going to be leading workshops for Ventura County's Friday Night Live Youth Conference, and I'm also leading workshops at their schools in the coming months, and I'm super excited about that. This spring, we're going to be in San Luis Obispo on my Power of a Dream tour, Ventura County, Orange County, Kern County, LA County, Fresno, and more. We love traveling, and if you're looking to bring me, my Power of a Dream tour, or any of our award-winning, critically acclaimed artists, speakers, workshop leaders, mentors, coaches,
etc., to your city or event, please email me at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. That's sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com for more details. Check out my Facebook page, Sade Champagne, to see our full schedule. Just look under events. Lastly, thank you to everyone who has been watching, sharing, and subscribing to all my new videos. I'm constantly writing new pieces, I'm creating new songs and content, and I'm going back into the recording studio soon with TK, whom you heard earlier on my theme song. To find out more about my musical journey and how you can be involved, check out GoFundMe.com/SadeChampagneMusic. That's GoFundMe.com/SadeChampagneMusic. I am live tweeting and posting on Facebook all show long, and I want to know your thoughts. Tweet me at Sade Champagne, Facebook me at Sade Champagne, Instagram I am Sade Champagne, hashtag SpiritInSoul, or GHR to join in the conversation. Shout out to everybody who tweets me, Facebooks me, you Instagram me, YouTube me, email me, you text me, you message me. Your support is wonderful, and I am forever grateful unto you. We're going to get right into our first segment. If you've been following my social media at all, then you're already familiar with Woman to Woman. It started as a video series, and now I'm incorporating it into this radio show. This was created to help encourage, empower, and inspire me and other women and young girls. I wanted my best friend, Veronica Escovel Winters, who is a certified holistic life coach, clinical aromatherapist, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker, to lead this segment with me. Tonight on Woman to Woman, we're sharing about lessons we've learned about love. We are passionate about this topic and excited to share our hearts with you. Love is not something we do. Love is something we all are. Love is how we were all created. To watch this video series, go to my official YouTube channel, Sade Champagne, and search Woman to Woman Diaries. This week on Woman to Woman, we are going to be talking about lessons we've learned about love. Lessons we've learned about love. Veronica and I are going to share 6 things that we have learned about love so far. Number 1, it's okay to take your time. It's okay to take your time. We live in such a fast-paced world where everything is always on the move. It's always going. You know, you can clearly see that our whole society right now is based off of social media and reality TV, and so it's such a fast-paced world, and you oftentimes feel like you're going to miss out. You ever heard of the term FOMO? F-O-M-O, it means fear of missing out. And so we're all walking around with that heightened level of anxiety, and like we're running a rat race all the time. And so we feel as if we don't have to take our time. You know, we can't take our time because we're going to miss out. But I want to remind you that it's okay to take your time. As one of my good friends, Jim Dre Westbrook, says, live at your own pace. You can live at your own pace. It doesn't have to be based on what the world or society standards tell you, but you get to set the pace at which you want to live your life. A lot of areas of my life have been much slower than others and have taken a longer time to season. But as I look back on my life and as I see who I am today, I'm really thankful for that. I'm thankful for the fact that I've taken my time, because I feel through that I have avoided a lot of unnecessary heartache. You know, life brings us already enough heartache. And so I didn't have to go through a lot of things that I have seen and witnessed a lot of people I mentor and people of my life have gone through, because of the fact that I've taken my time, and that empowers me to think more clearly. Number 2, there is not a shortage of amazing men. I don't know where people get this from. We live in this society where we also make women feel like there's not enough. And we make guys feel that way too, but obviously this is Woman to Woman Diaries, so I'm going to be highlighting on us. We make us oftentimes feel like there's a shortage of men out there and that we all have to fight over a few good ones. Where the heck did that crap come from? There is not a shortage of amazing men. I know so many amazing men in this world I've been able to meet throughout my life, and I see it everywhere I go. There's so many wonderful, encouraging men who are kind, loving, who are full of integrity and high character, who are full of grace. They're full of the love of God and full of Jesus, you know, just so empowered. Tons and tons of them. So you don't have to feel like you got to settle. There is no settling, and you don't have to compete and try to chase after a man because you feel like that's the only one you're going to get. And there's at least one amazing man in this world for you, at least one. I'm sure even more than that. Number three, true intimacy starts with a communication and healthy boundaries. True intimacy starts with communication and healthy boundaries. When you think of intimacy, most of the time we think of sex, we think of the physical. But Veronica and I believe that intimacy goes way beyond the physical. It actually starts with communication. How many of us know people, or we've been in situations like this in our lives where the person has known you from a very physical place, but they don't actually know you? There's people who have slept in the same bed together for years and years, and they feel so far apart from each other. And we have people we've grown up with who are our physical family, but we actually feel closer to people who are not related to us. Why is that? It's because true intimacy starts with communication and healthy boundaries. I believe that when you don't lead with the physical, you empower a man to get to know you from a deeper place. So instead of him knowing you just from your body, just from what you look like, just from how you can satisfy him and please him physically, he's able to know you from your spirit. He's able to know you from your heart, from your mind. And not only that, you empower him to share about his life from a deep place. You know, I know a lot of women who feel that the only way they can know a guy or get him to stay with them is by being physically intimate with them. And they don't even have actually any communication with the man. They don't know anything about his dreams, about his fears, about where he's been in life. And that to me is much more intimate. And that it brings a stronger connection and a stronger chemistry between two people that can last way longer than just the physical part. Also, healthy boundaries. There's nothing wrong with setting healthy boundaries, being able to decide for yourself, you know, that if this is someone you want in your life for the long haul, you want to be with him for marriage, that healthy boundaries are an amazing thing. And once again, helping you to get to know that person in other creative ways. You don't have to feel that you have to do what everyone else is doing or what they pressure you to do because you feel that he's not going to stay with you or that you're not going to end up with a man. Trust me, guys will still want you and still care for you, the ones that you want anyway, even if you set healthy boundaries. So I'm going to pass it over to Veronica.
Thank you, Sade. So the fourth point we wanted to talk to you guys about or share with you about was loving yourself first. It's so important to love yourself first because when you love yourself first, you're able to love others well as well, unconditionally. When you love yourself unconditionally, you can love other people unconditionally too. Another point we wanted to talk to you guys about was getting to know yourself. It's so important to spend time with yourself. There's no rush in getting into relationships. There's no rush in looking for a man to necessarily complete us. Getting to know ourselves, spending time with ourselves is so important because then we get to know the things that we like, the things that we're looking for. And not only will we be able to learn what, get to know what we're looking for in a partner or in a man, in a relationship, but we also get to see what we have to bring to the table as well. Another point that's really important and dear to our heart is no compromising.
No compromise. Say that again, Veronica.
No compromising. It's so important, again, when you know, when you get to know yourself, when you get to love yourself, when you get to know what you're looking for in a partner and in a man, what you're bringing to the table, that you do not compromise those things. There's no rush, again, to be in a relationship. A lot of times we tend to think that we'll get into a relationship and we'll compromise a little bit and maybe they'll you know, become the person that we're looking for to become, or, you know, we can change them, which is absolutely, in my opinion, not realistic. We are not here to change other people.
Mm-hmm.
and it is so time consuming and so draining to try to sit there and change a person, let alone a partner, a man that we want to, you know, be intimate with, let alone marry. You know, it's just so exhausting to do that. You know, that's why it's so important to not compromise, to stick with what you're looking for. You know, it's never too late. There's no rush to be in a relationship. And like Sade was saying, there's plenty of amazing men out there.
Mm-hmm. And what's wonderful, too, is When it comes to not compromising and not settling, we're not talking about settling on a person. We're talking about settling on a relationship or a quality of life. There's a difference because there is no one who is beneath you or above you. We're all on the same playing field because of our original design, because of what Jesus accomplished on the cross. We are all seated in heavenly places. So there is no man that is beneath you. There is no man that is above you. You are not beneath any man, and you are not above any man. We are all on the same playing field, which is raised up, seated in heavenly places. But by compromising and settling, we mean, say, for example, you know that you're a kind, loving, and encouraging person. You can request for that in your relationship because it's what you're willing to reciprocate and what you're willing to give to them. So if it's something that you already are, then you can expect that in return or as well in your relationship. So we're going to go through a quick review and the six things that Veronica and I have learned about love so far. And we're always learning and we're always growing because she and I are continuing to grow in our identities and who Jesus has created us to be. So we're continuing to grow in these truths and receive new amazing truths. But what we know today is, number one, it's okay to take your time. Number two, there is not a shortage of amazing men. Number three, true intimacy starts with communication and healthy boundaries.
And number four, loving yourself first. Five, getting to know yourself and knowing what you want to bring to the table and what you are looking for in a partner. And six, no compromising.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
You're listening to Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grindhard Radio. Our next segment is Grace Fit with Ty Jordan. Join Grace Professor, functional medicine practitioner, speaker and entrepreneur Ty Jordan as he shares practical and spiritual tools that aid you to recover your true self. Hashtag GraceFit to ask him questions and join in the conversation.
What's up, Sade? And hello, everyone, and thank you guys for joining me on this week's GraceFit segment. Today's topic is building healthy relationships with an emphasis on you are your own architect. I'm excited to be talking about this topic today because this topic actually impacts every type of relationship. That's from a romantic relationship, business relationship, friendship, your relationship with yourself. Now, I only have a little bit of time, so I can't get too deep in everything. So what I will begin to talk about, it will kind of mesh together. So if you guys just follow along, and if you have any feedback, you can hit me, hashtag GraceFit, and I'll leave my social media information at the end of this segment. All right, so first thing I want to say is this right here. When we are approaching building relationships, just know that no one is responsible for how well you think of yourself. You know, no one is responsible for how well you see life. I don't give that power away to anybody. When I'm encountering people or when I'm in relationships with people, I don't give a person that power over my future or even my present, and I don't give power to those in my past by allowing me to continue to blame them because of how I'm seeing myself and how I'm viewing things in my life or how well I see life. Am I optimistic about life or am I pessimistic about life and opportunities that presents itself? Or when someone new come into my life, am I reminded of what someone used to do or what they did before? Am I constantly reliving past situations in my mind? And this means when I let people free, when I let people off the hook, it means that I can stop blaming them. It means that I now take back power in my life. For example, I've had many opportunities in business, but what I found out over the last few years was there was this one particular situation where I had a wide door open, an opportunity like no other. I went to this particular location in this city to open up a nutrition store. And the buzz was, man, we need this down here. We need this type of store down here because there's nothing like it around here. So I'm feeding into it. I'm feeding into people telling me, come on, Ty, we can't wait to have you here. So here I am. I'm getting the building. The commercial rental building. Investing some money in it, but it was a lot of time. a lot of my time and things that took away that I sacrificed from to really make this happen. So 1 month passed by, you know, I'm making appointments, talking to people, consultations. People just wasn't buying the products. Second month, third month, fourth month, I'm down there at the location and I'm just waiting on the people to come. You know, I'm out and about promoting, marketing, and no one wants to buy. No one wants to purchase. And that was a major, major disappointment in my life about 7 years ago, maybe about 6, 7 years ago. It was a major disappointment in my life because I put my faith in people. I put my faith in how well people promise things to me because I didn't really believe in my ability to make it happen. I believe in their ability to purchase, not my ability. So over the course of those years, I found myself very timid in business, and I wasn't as aggressive or I wasn't as hopeful because of what had happened in a personal relationship when people have betrayed your trust. I have betrayed people's trust, but in this particular situation, I'm talking about how I felt as if they betrayed my trust, and therefore, moving forward in another relationship, you tend to keep those things and remind yourself of, man, is this going to happen this time? Or this person may do me like this last person. So I'm building my relationships not on the proper foundation. Okay? What am I building my success upon? What foundation? Whomever or whatever I'm attached to the most, subconsciously, I believe is my life. What does that mean? It means that if I'm looking to a person to define me, I'm looking to an occupation to make me feel confident as a person, to add value to my life. Am I looking to riches and wealth and influence and power? Am I looking to that? And am I now telling myself, wow, this is how my life is produced or provided for by me having those things or having those validations from people? It's no different than the rich believes their greed for money and power is what brings them success. Another example, guys in relationships. You know, guys use sex or money to make the female attached to them. Some guys are building relationships on sex and money. That's the wrong foundation to build it upon. Businesses, some entrepreneurs, they're building their relationships with people based on fear tactics, based on the negatives, based on looking into a person's life and actually telling them they like something, like they should get into my business because your life sucks, pretty much. Your life sucks, my life is good, look at me. Okay, now build your business off of my experiences. That is not the healthiest way to build any type of relationships. In the beginning, all may look good. The needs may be met, but we're not designed to be fulfilled by an occupation, a career, a business, or any sex or some money. We're not designed for that. Relationships are built on a few things. Relationships are built on mutual respect. Relationships are built on trust, honesty, support, fairness, equality. Relationships are built on separate identities. Relationships are built on good communication. Okay? But first and foremost, am I respecting myself? Do I believe I'm trustworthy? Do I believe I'm honest? Do I support me? Am I fair to me? Do I confuse what I do and who I am? Do I confuse that? That means learn to separate your identity. Learn to know who you are. We're learning to know who we are and not confusing it by what we do and what has happened to us. Relationships around us are symbols of our internal culture. Relationships around us is both the process and product of our vision, what we see, and how well we care for it. How well do we organize these thoughts? How well do we organize our desires? Is it healthy? Is it from a place of security? Is it from a place of confidence? What are we building on? That's the question. What are we building on? So many people are trying to be givers in relationships when we haven't first stopped being a victim. Because victims always look for rescuers. Always look for rescuers. I'm looking for someone to rescue me. In business, I'm looking for someone to rescue me. I need capital. I'm looking for a woman to give me love. I'm looking for a woman to give me affection. I'm looking for a rescue. But no, givers know that we don't need a rescuer. We don't need to give into a victim because we know that people are not victims. So what we're doing, we're encouraging others in order to build these healthy relationships. But in order to encourage, I first must realize who I am. I can't give you what I don't believe I have. I can't give to you who I am not. I can't be to you who I haven't first been to myself. It's no different than how can I give you $1,000 if I need $10? How can I give you something that I need back as soon as I give you something? That's just like me giving you $10 and saying, or $1,000 and me saying, man, I need $10, but I'm trying to give you $1,000. So building healthy relationships is all about first receiving, be receivers of who we truly are in the sight of God, meditate in His thoughts about us, that we are sufficient in Him, wanting nothing, yet all that we are being worked out daily, and we are witnessing His faith perform a work through us. Guys, I'm out of time. I have so much more. I wish I could share more, but I'll probably follow up with a part two. You can catch me on Facebook, social media, Ty Jordan, T-Y-J-O-R-D-A-N on social media. You can actually look up me on Instagram, T-Y-1-Jordan. Until next time, guys. See you later. Thanks. God bless. Bye.
For this week's Q&A segment, I want to share a clip from my favorite speaker in the world, Bertie Britz, where he is answering a question about how to handle your loved ones who isolate themselves during tough times. Right after that, I'm sharing a clip from my other favorite speaker in the world, Greg Henry, that I titled Rest for Your Soul. You're listening to Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grindhard Radio.
I've received a question. It pertains to people that receive cancer or a very bad sickness and that just wants to be in solitude and not have people around them. And then if you've had a big or a strong friendship with these people, all of a sudden they don't want anything to do with you, what should you do? Now, you know, to give an answer to that is very difficult because it's going to differ from person to person. In my case, what I would do is if a friend of mine goes through that, I would just say that he feels ashamed and he feels maybe, you know, there could be an old law system that tells him you need to be ashamed of what you're going through. You know, the Lord couldn't protect you or anything like that. Just go over, encourage, and, you know, love anyway, even if they say you should not go there. I believe that in friendship there is a place where you can just say, man, I don't care what you say. I'm just going to come and encourage you. And then when you do that and you see people are still saying, man, thank you for coming and thank you for loving me, but I would just want to be alone and I want to just deal with this with me and the Lord. Just pray for me. I would then honor that. Although it is very difficult, and I also think it's to a certain degree a bit selfish, but because friends want to share with one another and they want to encourage one another. So it's just a very difficult situation. And what I would like to do for you is pray for you. And anybody that watches this video later on and you are in the same situation, I would like to pray for you. It is just difficult. What I would say is, as the good news and the grace message washes your heart, let it, and in that time you will feel the Lord bringing unctions to your heart and bring thoughts and ideas to your heart and prayers. Just follow what is inside your heart. And like you felt to ask this, maybe this question, maybe even this answer to this is too late and this is already passed on. But this can then mean something to somebody else as well, since it will be on the web for as long as what the web exists. So I would just like to pray for you. And in summary, just I would say in the beginning, at first, just push through and go and encourage. Just pitch up. And if they say, we don't want you here, then you've done what you can do in your heart, and go and just follow your heart at home and do what you need to do there. And pray and be encouraged. Send a message, send an email, send a text message if it could be. And because those people are just afraid and they need support anyway, then do it in a way that the Lord puts upon your heart. Let us pray. Father, I thank you so much that I can pray for people that are going through hard times, where loved ones and family and good friends can be going through a time of difficulty, and where they can experience death in their bodies, and where they can be ashamed of it and want to be alone, and where we want to help and be there, but we are pushed away. I thank you for encouragement, and I thank you for strength for the people that are ill, as well as the people that are listening to this. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, and thank you for the care that you have for these people. In Jesus' mighty name, thank you to give them wisdom in how to deal with the situation. Amen and amen. Now, it would be very difficult for me to just give you advice, do this or do that. It is a wisdom that is going to pertain to every situation, and as the Lord puts in your heart. And don't doubt what the Lord puts in your heart. You know, just follow what He puts in your heart. God bless.
And so Jesus comes and reveals Himself in Matthew as Rabbi, as Master, as Lord. And He says, take my doctrine upon you. Take my yoke or my doctrine upon you. For my doctrine, my way, my truth, what it will do is it will bring rest to your souls. My doctrine, my teaching, my way, it's light and it's easy. It's light and it's easy, He says. How many of you felt that way in church? Hey, before we can even get to the message, lest you give 10% before we can even start service, you're the cursed of God. How light and easy does that sound? Before we even get to the message, we've already set up a standard that if you can't carry, man, you're the cursed of God. God can't bless you, and God doesn't love you. What if there's people in the church who can't even pay their bills, man? What if they're struggling to buy groceries and pay their house, and now I've come and put a doctrine or a yoke on them that is heavy? Jesus says, take my doctrine upon you. He realized all those people had a doctrine put on them that was heavy, and it was causing them to be burdened and laden with lies. And so He said, listen, man, take my doctrine upon you, for my doctrine will bring rest to your souls. You won't feel as if you're falling short. You won't feel as if you're not getting it done. You won't feel as if God's cursing you. You won't feel as if you need to do all these things to be acceptable to God and be blessed by God. My doctrine is light and it is easy, and it will bring rest to your souls. So take my doctrine upon you, is what Jesus says.
Our next segment of the night is Words of Life. This is where I speak words of affirmation over you, your dreams, your loved ones, and your life. We will be featuring this segment with new words of affirmation every single episode, because with all the cynicism and pessimism that tries to drown us, we can afford to hear the truth as often as possible. I believe in the power of words because I have seen negativity, criticism, and discouragement tear people down. I have seen encouragement lift people's spirits and alter the very course of their destinies. What we hear and listen to are what will be birthed in our hearts, and it will definitely affect what we believe, think, and feel. Play this as many times as you need to, and allow yourself to just soak in not only this segment, but the entire episode. You are the best investment you will ever make.
My best days are now and ahead of me. I walk in the glory and the favor of God. I am favored by God. God will always have a good view and opinion of me. I do not hold people's past and mistakes against them. I am able to let go and live in freedom. I do not base my opinions, thoughts, and actions on the way that people treat me. I live from the overflow of my heart. I live from my passions and my desires. I am whole. I am at peace. Whatever struggle I am facing or going through can never define me. I always come out on top. I stay at top. I am seated in heavenly places. I am able to let go of all the things that have happened to me and all of the hardships of my life. because I realize they can never, ever separate me from the love, goodness, acceptance, and hope that there is in Christ Jesus. I was created in the image of God. Therefore, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I can see as God sees, I can hear as God hears, I can feel as God feels, I can live as God lives. We live our life in unity together. When I look in the mirror, I am proud about who I am. I can hold my head high every single day. I know that God has my back. God has my front. I know that God has my future. God has my past, and God has my present. My best days are now and ahead of me. I am continuing to live and pursue my dreams every single day. I am persistent. I am consistent. I am determined and tenacious. When the world tells me no, I say next. Nobody's no can compete with God's yes. God has said yes to me, so yes it is. God does not demand from me. God provides for me, and God supplies for me. Everything is right on schedule. I am exactly where I need to be. I am exactly who I need to be. I have all that I need to live and fulfill every day of my life. God is for me. God is with me. God has already gone before me and lived out every day. I can live in peace. I can live in rest. I'm able to live from a life of reconciliation and grace.
Now I want to take some time to pray for you and your family. As you know, I do this every week. I believe in the power of prayer. God hears even the prayers and things we don't say. He feels our thoughts and everything that we feel. I want to stand with you and your loved ones for every need and care in your heart. If it matters to you, then it matters to me and it matters to God. He is constantly at work, bringing everything together, healing you and restoring your life so that you will transcend every and any kind of struggle you could face in this world. If you want to call into the show right now and either ask me a question, or if you have a prayer request, or if you need encouragement, if you need some uplifting and support, just call into the show, 323-693-3043, and press 1. If you're already called into the show and you want to talk to me, press 1, so that way I can see that you want to chat, and I'll bring you live into the show, and I'll pray with you and for you. I'll encourage you, support you however I can. All right, so I'm going to be reading the prayer request that was sent in to me from my social media today and recently. So Zoe says her prayer request is for job opportunities. I know she's in the entertainment industry, she's a dancer and performer, and just for her career. Father God, I thank you that you are the God of dreams, that you are the God and the giver of good things and gifts. Thank you for opening up the right doors for Zoe to help fulfill the dreams and plans and purposes that you have placed within her heart. She knows exactly what it is, and you know exactly what it is she desires and wants. Thank you that you're bringing that together for her, and that even this week you're opening doors for her in these passions and what she loves. Thank you that she's going to be able to get great performing arts opportunities and development deals where she's going to be able to make a lot of money doing what she loves, and she'll be able to support people in her community and give back doing the very things that she loves. All right, this is for Rachel. She said, boy, I needed to hear that today. So many years of failure in a specific area that has left me grieving, sad, and incapable of moving forward. Meanwhile, she feels the problem just gets worse, not to say that I have to now jump into doing something, but that Jesus will help me live differently. All right. So, and then she also said, I don't even know what to ask for in prayer anymore. I experienced about 10 years of freedom, but I guess I really wasn't free because when my circumstances changed, I walk right back into the bondage again. It makes me cry to even think about the possibility that I may never experience a manifestation of true freedom in this area of my life. Others who are more advanced in the message of grace might not be bothered by it, but I certainly am. I know freedom has to be a work of the Lord. In my belief system, I just want to go away and not see anyone until it is over. Thank you so much for your loving heart, beautiful lady. All right. First off, Rachel, I want to encourage you that it's okay to struggle. It's okay to go through challenging times. It's okay to feel how you feel. I know in our world system, we're taught we have to always put on a brave, straight face, and we can't feel anything, and we can't go through the emotions, but that's not normal. That's not a part of being human. We'll never get to a spiritual maturity or an understanding or a wisdom or whatever you want to call it on this side of earth where we don't feel. And so I just want to encourage you that God understands that he hears you and he sees you, that he's for you, that there's nothing wrong with you just because you feel pain and hurt. Sometimes it takes a while. It can take a long time for us to be healed from wounds in our lives just because they've been so deep. And sometimes we do experience healing overnight, but I don't expect to because I realize in life, you know, there's things that have been deeply rooted in us. And so, Father God, I just thank you so much for your precious daughter, Rachel. Thank you for encouraging her heart today. Thank you that whatever judgment and condemnation and criticism that she's feeling, thank you that you're wiping that away from her and that she feels innocent and loved and pure by you. Thank you that she doesn't have to feel that she has weak faith or that she's not, you know, holy or righteous enough or whatever crap that wants to try to discourage her because she's going through tough times, because she's been struggling. We all know that sometimes life is just tough, and it's because we live in a world with evil in it and with just challenges in it. But we know that you are always with us. Thank you for bringing Rachel healing in this area of her life. Thank you for encouraging her. Thank you for lighting up her life and rejuvenating her strength. Thank you. I just thank you that she is, that you're refreshing her. Thank you that you are renewing her youth and her strength. I just see God bringing you new joy, Rachel, and I see him really encouraging you and really just solidifying you in your identity and your value and worth, and that you're going to transcend these circumstances. Like, I see you rising above and you prevailing beyond these things. And I just thank you, Jesus, so much for her life and who she is. All right, Nicole says, can you pray I get control of finances? I need to do better with what we have. All right. Well, first off, Nicole, I just want to encourage you that we all go through financial struggles. We all wish that we could have, should have, would have done certain things. And so we can only live in this present moment and in the future. And so I just thank you, Father God, even right now, that whatever condemnation or judgment that Nicole is feeling over her heart about her finances, if she's feeling inadequate, she's feeling rejected, not like she's not good enough, thank you that you're revealing your truth to her, that she is loved, that she is good enough, that you understand that we're doing the best we can with what we have and what we know. Thank you for your wisdom that is just overwhelming her heart and her mind today. Thank you so much for Nicole that you are encouraging her. Thank you for opening up doors of opportunities for them financially. Thank you for opening up new windows of provision. Thank you for wiping their debt clean. You're the God who's able to do more than we could ever ask, think, or imagine. I thank you so much that you are just providing for them in brand new ways that they would have never imagined. Thank you, Jesus. Once again, if you're listening into the show or you want to call in because you need some prayer or some encouragement, feel free to do so. I love praying with you and encouraging you. I love being here for you. All right, so this is from Stephen. He says, if you can intercede on my behalf for prosperity and to continually be in God's favor, that would be awesome and will be great for my family as well as others I come into contact with. All right. Father God, I thank you so much for Stephen and for his beautiful heart. I thank you that you are providing everything for him that he could ever need. I thank you for renewing Stephen's joy. Thank you for strengthening him with your joy and just really encouraging him and his identity and his value in you. Thank you that you open all the right doors for him. Thank you that he understands that he already walks in your favor, that he is already greatly loved and cherished by you. I thank you for strengthening his family, for bringing healing and health to them. Thank you for restoring them and an understanding of their value and their identity in you. And thank you that Stephen is, just like I said, being greatly encouraged in his identity and confidence and his self-esteem and in his value, and that is literally radiating everywhere that he goes. Thank you that he's an atmosphere changer. Thank you that he is revolutionary. Yeah, thank you. All right, so Marie, she's one of my supporters from Greece. She says, healing for our little Yanni. So I believe that's her grandson. All right. Father God, I thank you so much for Yanis. I thank you that you are the God who heals. Thank you that you are the God who gives us new life. And I thank you that whatever sickness or ailment that he's going through, thank you for healing him. Thank you for restoring his strength and rejuvenating his immune system, and that you're just giving him brand new life every single day. Thank you that you've granted this family peace and comfort during this time, and thank you that you're just turning their situation around even right now in Jesus' name. All right. Also for Peggy, she says, thank you, Sade, for asking. I believe that the biggest thing, not just for me, but for so many others, is to walk in who they are in Christ and not just live through their emotions. It is a work to get into and to stay there. As I pray for you, please pray for me. Walking in who we are does not mean that we are the only one that knows. It means we are free from the influence of this world and we have authority to make change, and that condemnation does not affect us. Oh, man, that's a big one to pray for. Some of us are so easily wounded and give up. Yeah. All right. Father God, I thank you so much for Peggy. Thank you for Peggy. I thank you so much that you are empowering her to walk through, to walk in an understanding of her value and her worth in you. And everyone else that she mentioned in her prayer request, thank you that we're able to walk in our worth and value in you. And thank you that we don't push our emotions to the side, that we don't internalize things or we don't explode when we're going through emotional times. But thank you that we can process through our emotions in a healthy way, but we can realize that even in those negative emotions, even in my sadness, even in my pain, even in my frustrations, even in my irritation, even in my resentment, whatever the emotion is, that that can never define us, that that can never separate us from your love, from your grace, from your compassion, from your that we are still called and loved by you. Thank you that as Peggy was saying, that we don't have to live from condemnation. We don't have to live from the opinions of others and from the judgments of others, but that we are always able to live from your good opinion of us. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so, and then for Arlene, she says, prayers for a good report on my MRI that she did this morning. All right. Father God, I thank you that you are the best doctor that there ever is, and thank you that you blessed us with amazing doctors in this world, but you are the greatest doctor that there ever was and is. And I thank you for Eileen, that you are renewing her health and her strength. Thank you that you're encouraging her and comforting her heart deep within and helping her to be able to trust you, helping her to be able to trust that you are for her and with her. And thank you for renewing her joy. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. I also feel in my heart, and I want you all to know this too, I am going to be starting a series soon. I'm not sure what it's going to look like. It's still in development, but I am definitely wanting to be highlighting depression and suicide prevention. That's been on my heart a lot. It's been hitting close to home with loved ones of mine who've been struggling a lot, you know, mentally and emotionally and in their lives. And so I just want to speak to every single person and pray for every single person who's been struggling with depression, anxiety. You've been struggling mentally. You've been contemplating giving up on your life. I want to encourage you and remind you that your life is worth living. You are valuable and worth it. If you've been looking for a sign, if you've been praying for a sign, this is it. With every new breath that you take, with every beat in your heart, you can begin again. I want to tell you and encourage you that there is life beyond depression. There is life beyond anxiety. There is life beyond suicidal thoughts. You can live in victory. You were created to live in victory. We don't have to just manage and just cope. I believe God created us to overcome. And so, Father God, I thank you so much for right now, for every single person who's struggling with depression, especially deep, deep, deep depression, every single person who's struggling with hopelessness, despair, and who is struggling and contemplating with giving up on their lives and giving up on themselves, and especially if they've been contemplating suicide. I thank you that you right now are literally intervening in their situation and that they are awakening to their destiny in you. Thank you that they are separating themselves from what they have been through and what they have done, all the heartache of their lives, and realizing that those things can never define them. Thank you that you're giving them new vision and new purpose. Thank you that you're washing their hearts and their minds and their whole beings with your love and your grace. Thank you that you're freeing them from the pain and the trauma that they've been feeling stuck in their minds and in their inner beings. And thank you for giving them brand new life. thank you in Jesus' name. You are the God who heals and restores. I'm a living testimony of this, everyone. I'm a living example of this. There is life beyond depression. There is life beyond hopelessness. There's life beyond despair. There's life beyond low self-esteem. There's life beyond trauma. There's life beyond pain and abandonment. God has created us for so much more. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to check and make sure there's no other prayer requests that have been sent to me. Let me look through and see. All right, and so another segment we'll be featuring every episode, as you know, is called Celebration Break. This is where I share testimonies from my life and ones that you share with me. I think it's important to celebrate every victory along the way, even the little ones. As you all know, I shared last week that I have been praying for someone's finances, and they have been receiving surprise bonuses in the mail, and they've been receiving higher tips at work. And so God cares about your finances. And, you know, God cares about every single need that you have. He provides for us, especially being here in America. We need money. And so it's not the same as in other countries where they don't have to have money, you know, in certain places to survive. Here in America, we definitely need it. And God knows that. And he will provide for you and make a way for you because he loves you. And also, I've been able to speak so much encouragement and life into dear friends of mine and people that have been on the verge of literally losing hope and giving up on their lives. One of my dear friends this weekend, I was able to help her get treatment at the LA Dream Center, which is one of the most amazing places that, and you all, if you have been following me for a while and supporting me for a while, you know this is one of my favorite charities to support. And she is now living at the Dream Center and receiving treatment and help. And she's going to, you know, have hope again, and she's going to dream again and just know how loved and valued she is by God. And so I'm so thankful for this. And I just want to encourage anyone who's going through a tough time that it ain't over. It is not over. You are a winner, and you are a champion and an overcomer.
Thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight to Episode 8 of my brand new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, right here on Grindhard Radio. Thank you to TK for helping me to create and produce our theme song, and to Caitlin Quake for singing background vocals, or as I like to call them, the Quakes. Thank you, Kata Mafiaso from Grindhard Radio, for helping me to create and produce our radio drop. Thank you to Greg Henry and Bertie Britz for your Q&A and Rest for Your Soul clips. Thanks to my castmates, Veronica Escobel Winters and Ty Jordan. Thank you to Grindhard Radio for the opportunity to create my own radio shows. Our final song of the night is Beautiful by Molly Music. I am who I am today by the grace of God and the support of others. No one can do it alone. Don't close yourself off from people, especially when you're suffering or feeling alone. We were created to be interdependent, meaning that we can be strong in ourselves and also strong in and with others. You are beautiful, and so is every other person. I am praying for reconciliation for you and your family, any broken relationships, and forgiveness for yourself and anyone whom you feel hurt by. It's never too late for a fresh start or a new beginning. Next week's episode is titled Freedom from Fear and Anxiety. Wow, this topic hits so close to home. I don't believe that we were created to just manage and cope. I believe we were created to transcend and be victorious. It is possible to live in joy, hope, and peace. I'll be sharing my story of how the grace of God and support of my community has freed me from years of torment and despair. On this episode, we'll have a new story time, Who Said That, and Mythbuster segments. I'll be sharing more words of life, answering your questions, taking your prayer requests, and another celebration break. Plus, we'll be giving away more prizes and gifts. Thanks for listening to Episode 8 of my new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, and I'll see you next Monday, February 27th at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on Grindhard Radio.
for you.
I put my lighter in the air for you. I see what you're doing, yeah, I see what you go through. Put my lighter in the air, the truth is you're beautiful.
Beautiful,
beautiful,
beautiful.
Now put your lighter in the air for us. Everybody singing together, sing a new song. Put your lighter in the air for love. It's beautiful,
beautiful.
Many mighty ships are sinking. Many stars are falling down. And I count it as a blessing that you hold me up now. Oh, I can tell that you've been praying. My whole life has turned around. Yeah, yeah, and I can't go without saying that I thank God for you all now. Yeah, for you, I
put my lighter in the air for you. I see what you're doing, yeah, I see what you go through. Put my lighter in the air, the truth is you're beautiful,
beautiful.
Now put your lighter in the air for us.
Everybody singing together, sing a new song. Put your lighter in the air for love.